42-yard line to start their drive, brought down by Zach Houston, the senior on special teams.
Yeah, nice return there by Devin Lemanski. Fields that football so it doesn't have to bounce and go all over the place and make Seltz chase it around. Good job by him to grab that football and make it into a nice gain, crossing over the 30-yard line with a lot of power. 2 minutes, 18 seconds to go in the half. Hard Beach offense spreading it out.
First and 10, two wide each way. Shelkey's in the shotgun. He has Devin Lemanski to his right, looking to pass. Has to scramble to his left now. He's going to keep it on the keeper. Runs out of bounds at the 38-yard line. They're actually going to mark him out at the 37 for a 5-yard gain with the clock stop at 2:11 because he ran out of bounds. 21-0 Muskegon Catholic over Harbor Beach. Second and 5 now for the Pirates.
And those gains are okay. Anytime you can get a handful of yards and stop the clock, you can reset your offense and get a play going. Let's see if Harbor Beach can't get themselves a first down.
And it's a handoff right through the middle. Devin Lemanski, the ball carrier right through the middle, is actually forward progress stopped right at the original line of scrimmage by number 74, Jaden McPherson, the senior lineman. And now it's taking up a 3rd and 5 as we have a timeout called by Troy Shelkey and the Pirates. Dave Hansen, what is Troy trying to set up here?
Well, Troy just got nothing going to the running game, and he's thrown it a lot in recent drives. He finally goes back to the running game, and no gain at all. 3rd and 5 coming up. He's drawing up a play. He's going to something that worked well in practice this week. No better time than now. You need a first down immediately. You do not want to give MCC the football with 1.5 minutes to go in this half so they can try and put it out of reach. So to answer your question specifically, he's looking up for a play here to get his kids back in the game and get a first down so they can continue this drive.
5 yards to go, 3rd and down. From the 37-yard line, their own territory, left, right across the radio, are the white jerseyed Pirates. Taking on Muskegon Catholic Central. Muskegon Catholic ranked number 1 in the state in Division 8 all season long. Harbor Beach number 2. A lot of people said MCC might as well etch the trophy after week 1 for the Division 8 title. Harbor Beach trying to make it that change, but they trail 21-0 right now. 3 wide to the right, 1 to the left. Shotgun for Shelkey. Screen pass to the right to Mitch Hernan. Is caught. Is across the 40 to the 45. First down all the way out to the 47-yard line. Finally brought down by Zach Windsor, the senior. And first and 10 for the Pirates.
There's the play that must have worked in practice, Clark. The screen pass. Shelkey avoids pressure that way. Quick pass to Mitch Hearn and good blocking. Nobody expecting it. And Mitch Hearn gets the first down.
The Pirates coming out the no-huddle offense. Shelkey in the shotgun, looking to pass all the way downfield to Mitch Hearn on the near sideline. And this one's uncatchable, out of bounds. Good coverage from Tommy Scott at the 20-yard line. Falls incomplete. 2nd and 10 now with 1:40 before halftime. And high reach with potential here to strike before halftime.
Yeah, Josh Shelkey looking for Mitch Hearn, one of his taller receivers. Tommy Scott, good coverage, but he's got his hands all over him. You're going to have to be careful. That ball, though, did sail a little bit out of bounds, probably uncatchable like you mentioned, Clark. Otherwise, maybe a penalty flag or something can kind of give Harbor Beach a little momentum. Regardless, 2nd down for the Pirates.
2 wide each way, shotgun for Shelkey. And staying in the middle, now the dump pass to Devin Lemanski, and he's going to be swarmed to the ball in the backfield. It's going to be a loss of quite a few yards here, actually 4 yards back to the 43-yard line. Brought down by Joe Palace, the defensive tackle senior for MCC. And now it's a 3rd and 14 for the Pirates, coming out in the no huddle, 2 wide each way. Shelkey gets the snap a little bit low, rolls to his right, looking to pass. Nothing there. Still has to let this one fly to Austin Sells, but it's thrown out of bounds. He just had to get rid of this one at the 40-yard line. And with 1:07 left here before halftime, Harbor Beach faced with a 4th and 14 from their own 43.
Yeah, decision time. You're down by 3 scores in a game where it's win or go home. Bad thing is, with 1 minute to go and 3 timeouts, if the Crusaders were to make a stop, they would be thinking nail in the coffin here. Ball at the 43-yard line of Harbor Beach. So wouldn't be surprised to see a punt, but you know what? We've seen Troy Shelkey do some crazier things. So formation is punt team right now.
Mitch Hearn stands at the 28-yard line awaiting the punt here, awaiting the snap for the punt. Chris Keyes handling the calls. And this punt is away, and they run into the punter. And Mitch Hearn is knocked down by number 77, Jacob Holt. And this one goes out of bounds at the 33-yard line. And we'll see exactly what this is here. if this is a block error running, if it's right into the punter, I believe it's 5 yards.
That's correct.
If it's a
roughing.
Roughing, and then it's a 15.
Does it matter in Michigan?
I'm not
MHSA?
Quite sure. I'll have to look at the rule book there.
I actually think, Clark, they're trying to decide if that ball was tipped or not, because if it was tipped, then the ball is live. It does not matter, but they're going to get personal foul here.
And they're going to have personal foul against MCC, roughing the kicker. They're running into, so they're going to be at the 43-yard line. They're going to start walking this one off. And it's going to be a 15-yard walk-off, and Harbor Beach converts on fourth down. That's one way to do it, I guess.
Well, it's just what we said with passing the ball deep downfield, hoping to get a pass interference call, something to get them going, and they get exactly what they needed on special teams nonetheless, as Nick Holt gets in the backfield, and, Jacob Holt, his brother, and runs Mitch Hearn right over. He did make an attempt to block it, but if he were to deflect the football, it wouldn't have mattered. But since he didn't get a piece of it, 15 yards and a new set of downs for Harbor Beach.
Shelkey on his second life there, now rolling to his right, has room to run. He's to the 40, to the 35, and runs out of bounds at the 33-yard line, just shy of the first down marker by a yard. A 9-yard pickup for Josh Shelkey stops the clock with 53 seconds before halftime, making it 21-0, still MCC. Harbor Beach trying to get on the board, though.
When MCC goes into man coverage like that and does not dial up a blitz, that's exactly what you want if you're Harbor Beach. If they got good coverage downfield, that's fine. Run deep patterns, it won't matter. Josh Shelkey tucks it and runs, goes 9 yards untouched, gets out of bounds, stops the clock. Excellent field presence there by Josh Shelkey.
Rolling to his left, gets the snap out of the shotgun, looking to pass, and nothing there. And now he has to scramble for it. He's running to the first down marker. He has it. It runs out of bounds at the 28-yard line. The senior quarterback picks up 4 on second and a yard to go. New set of downs stops the clock with 43 seconds left. And they're now down at MCC's 28-yard line.
And Josh Shelkey makes a guy miss, which sets up this busted play run for him. Gets a first down. Now on second and fourth, Clark, I'm a second down and 4 to go. I'm a fan of throwing the ball out of bounds if necessary. But in this case, you know, he takes the ball down and tucks and runs, gets a positive gain out of it. Actually comes up just short of the first down.
Two wide each way, Shelkey in the shotgun with Lemanski to his right. Looking downfield to pass to the end zone to Mitch Hearn, and this one's overthrown and goes out of bounds. Good coverage by Tommy Scott as well. So it sets up now a second and 10 to go, 37 seconds left in the first half.
Tight coverage, but Tommy Scott doing the right thing. He may have made contact with Mitch Hearn, but two very important things. One, he was looking for the football. Anytime you're looking for the football, making a play on it, you can almost do whatever you please. And the second major thing is Josh Shelkey aired that ball out nicely, but it carried too far on him as it drifted out of bounds, so it doesn't even matter then. But now fourth and one.
Second and 10
for
the Pirates. The scoreboard needs a little update here.
Yes, it does.
Two wide each way. Shelkey gets the snap, rolls to his left, looking downfield, nothing there. Lets this one fly down to the end zone, and it's caught by Tyler Volbring on the tip. He's in the end zone, touchdown, Harbor Beach. Tyler Volbring, the ball was tipped before he caught it. Caught it at the 7-yard line and rumbles in and dives across the end zone for the score. Harbor Beach is on the board with 27 seconds left before the half. It's 21-6 Muskegon.
Harbor Beach gets the football to bounce their way. Finally, Josh Shelkey has an open receiver and Tyler Volming. Finally, a receiver gets separation. He underthrows it. The Crusader defender, all he could do was tip it. He tried to catch it. It bounced off his shoulder pad, and Tyler Volmering heads up play, catches the football, and forces his way into the end zone for a Harbor Beach touchdown.
Austin going through your long snapper, a little bit of high kick or a little high snap, but it is no good. Wide to the right, the kick for Hearn is no good, so it's 21-6, a 15-point game, but Harbor Beach strikes for the first time of the day with 27 seconds before halftime. On the WLEW Sports Network.
You'll find the largest supply of the very popular brand new 2014 Ford Escape at Moore Motors in Carroll. Whether you need four-wheel drive or just want front-wheel drive, Moore Motors has 15 brand new 2014 Ford Escapes in stock to choose from. Buy at up to $2,500 in savings off MSRP or lease from $283 a month plus tax with zero down and zero due at signing. Get your great Escape deal at Moore Motors just west of Carroll on M81. 36 month lease based on 10,500 miles per year. Tax, title, and transfer fees not included in savings. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.